Welcome back to the Student of the Game. We're ready to bring you the AFC West. I'm Kyle, the Student of the Game. To my right, my loyal co-host Chris. And we'll go ahead and open it up with the Chargers, featuring one of my not-so-favorite players, Philip the Fraud Rivers. That's right, I'll set it. Just because lately I've heard more of the people swimming in the Philip Rivers Kool-Aid. There's more than one personality I've heard claim that he's in the top five list of quarterbacks. Okay? So here's the exercise, and I'm going to go first to demonstrate for all the kids out there. Five quarterbacks better than Philip Rivers starting now. Manning, Brady, Roethlisberger, the other Manning, and I could probably work on this. Vic? Oh, look, I win. It's that simple. Any other direction you go on that?
No, they were saying on the radio, they were talking about the top five quarterbacks from... They were excluding Peyton and Brady. They were doing from the age limit from, like, where Manning, that draft. Manning.
Eli Manning.
Yeah, Eli Manning, Roethlisberger, and Rivers, since they all came in that same draft. They're going from there, but no one takes into consideration he plays in the AFC West.
That's a very true statement.
Put him in the NFC East.
He would get
or the AFC East, or NFC North, or AFC North.
What about the NFC West? No, he'd still be awesome in the NFC West. But, nonetheless, actually, I don't think he'd survive in the NFC South. That being said, Philip the Fraud Rivers, still a fraud, and life made a little bit worse for the Chargers with the departure of Darren Sproles to the New Orleans Saints. They do pick up Takeo Spikes at the linebacker spot. Vincent Jackson finally reacquired after numerous situations with contracts and bickering and all this other crap. Randy McMichael picked up at the tight end spot. And do you have anything else on them?
They lost linebacker Brandon Siler, who went to the Chiefs.
Oh, Siler, okay.
And then you can help me with that. Nane, the wide receiver. He's gone too.
Legato Nane is gone. He's gone?
Yeah, he's gone too.
Oh, I missed that one. Okay. Yeah, no, he's a pretty good. He's a pretty good role player indeed. But due to the fact that their schedule is awful, they have a thoroughly injured Oakland Raiders team in their division. They have a, joke of a defense and struggling team in the form of the Broncos. I have them going 5-1 in the division because I think they'll win the one at Qualcomm against the Chiefs just because that rivalry is so intense. They will go 9-7 overall. Chris.
They are playing against AFC West plays NFC North and AFC East.
Okay, so that's the Patriots, that's the Jets. But the NFC North is the Bears, Lions, and the Vikings. The
Packers,
Bears,
yeah.
Heck, I feel like the Bears can beat this team.
All right, so I got them. They were 9-7 last year without Antonio Gates half the year.
And Vincent Jackson wasn't playing.
And Vincent Jackson. Mm-hmm. So I got them going 11-5 because they do play in the AFC West. I got them 4-2 in the division.
Okay, so like
I got them losing to Oakland one game and Kansas City again.
So this sounds more to me like you have them probably beating the Bills. Do you have them beating the Dolphins?
Yeah, I got them beating the Dolphins.
Okay, well that's one of your extra games too. I'm not sure they can beat the Dolphins. And then I'm gonna guess that you have them beating the Bears?
No, they're playing in Chicago. I got them losing to the Bears.
Okay, well. You got a game in there that I don't. Do you have the Lions? Ooh, they're playing the Lions. That's a game I want to see, actually. Do you have the Lions beating them?
Yeah, I actually think I have the Lions beating them. I got to check my math on this, but I was thinking they're going to win a game that I don't think they're going to win, but they're going to win it. That's why I went 11-5.
So you're betting on your instincts being wrong and going, hey, that's fine. I'm with that logic.
Because I don't think they'll beat the Bears. I don't think they'll beat the Lions. They'll beat the Vikings.
Well, you know.
They'll beat the Dolphins. They'll beat the Bills. They travel to their bonus games. That's what I forgot to look. It's bonus games. Bonus games are Dallas and Jacksonville, which will win those both of those.
I should remember the Jacksonville game. Yeah, I have them losing possibly to the Cowboys, but definitely winning to the Jags. Of course, we're talking about the amassing of records and making predictions and things like that. I think this is the part where I beat Chris last year in the Pick'ems by about 3 games. So let's see if I can hold that up in the study hall segment throughout the season. Don't really have any games to pick because we're not going to pick preseason games. That's kind of silly.
It's too far away to
To go to week one.
Hey. You don't know with Manning what's going on, but that's a later story.
All right, we'll get to that when we cover the AFC South, correct. So with that, we head over to the Denver Broncos. First of all, their major gain in acquisition in free agency or trades was Robert Bunkley at defensive tackle from the Eagles. But a lot of the injuries that they returned from, we got the Noshon Moreno, Elvis Dumervil, DJ Williams, DJ Williams at linebacker, all coming back. That's a big deal. But their defense is still going to be mediocre, I'm afraid. And not to mention, the locker room is already thoroughly distracted or annoyed at the very least with the whole, oh my God, it's Santino crap. Look, the dude's been there for a year. He was drafted as a project and a reach by Josh McDaniel before he was fired last year. Coach John Fox is known for defense and running the ball. Known for defense. That's going to be tough with this team. But yeah, all that aside, I see this team suffering outright. Chris picked them 2-14 last year. They finished 4-12 this year. I'm splitting the difference. 3-13 with a divisional record of 1-5. Chris.
They also picked up Ty Warren.
Okay, yeah, no, that is a big pickup. Good call.
That's a good pickup. But they did lose Daniel Graham, though, the tight end.
Okay.
So I got them 5-11 because the defense is coming back. I got them 2-4 in division.
Okay. All right. Well, so again, we're in a place where you're a bit more optimistic than me, but hey. There it is. Heading over to the Raiders. Big deal here. Three of their top offensive contributors are injured. Receiver Lewis Murphy and receiver Chaz Lyons, both injured. And also Darren McFadden has been nicked up a bit as well. Big acquisitions. Cameron Wimbley, linebacker slash defensive end. And tight end Kevin Boss. The Giants screwed up there, I'm going to tell you up front. Because I looked at their names now at tight end. I don't recognize any of them.
Giants screwed up a lot.
Yeah, well, we'll get to the NFC East soon enough, my friend. With that, with a lot of injuries going on there, too. Jason Campbell at quarterback. This whole, oh, my God, I can't remember his name. Ohio State kid. Terrell Pryor. There we go. He's not going to be relevant whether he sits his 5 games or not, so it's not even worth bringing him up. Defense is going to be worse by missing Nnamdi Asamoah, who was let go to the Eagles. And any other acquisitions or anything like that I'm missing?
They lost Zach Miller. I mean, they replaced Zach Miller, Kevin Boss. Mentioned that, but right. I mean, those two are just like hand in hand. They're about on the same playing level there.
I think they're two different players. I think they'll make more use of Boss, considering that Campbell's a struggling quarterback anyway. I mean, there's a reason why Chris Cooley got a lot of receptions in Washington when he was there previously. But getting right to the record, I have a 1-5 for them. I have a 4-12 for the Raiders. Chris?
I got a 6-9 for them, 3-3 in division. They, surprisingly, how bad they were last year, they were 6-0 in the division last year.
Which is why I'm sure they're going to go 1-5 in the division this
they're
year.
They're the first team ever to go 6-0 in a division and not make the playoffs.
Actually, yeah. There you go.
So I got them. They know how to beat these teams because they play them all the time. I got them 3-3.
With these injuries and the departure of Asamoah, do they still have the tools to do it? I don't think so. But then again, you know, this is what makes these shows interesting.
Jacoby Ford was coming on strong at the end of the season last year. He's fast. So.
Yeah, but I mean, I forgot to mention they lost Darius Haywood-Bay. And Johnny Lee, well, no, they lose. I'm sorry, not Haywood.
Johnny Lee Higgins is gone. Yeah.
Whoopee. He's a punt returner for the Eagles or something now. Anyways, so getting to the other team that's a legitimate threat in this division, the Kansas City Chiefs. They pick up LaRon McClain, Leonard Pump at tight end, and Steve Breston, former Cardinal receiver. For my money, those are decent pickups. Matt Cassel, decent quarterback. Did lose some other defensive aspects. I believe they lost Turk McBride to the Saints. And
they lost Ron Edwards. It was a defensive tackle.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought it was another lineman. I couldn't remember who.
They actually lost 2 linemen, I thought.
Well, Turk McBride was one.
Yeah. Ron Edwards went to the Panthers.
Yeah, Turk McBride's a Saint. I know that. So, in light of all of that.
And they did lose. I mean, they did pick up Brandon Seiler from San Diego as linebacker. Right. However, he's listed on IR. He's gone for the season. He tore his Achilles.
Well,
so that's kind of a loss.
They're just using him as a playbook spy then. Right. It's no big deal, you know. with that, I have the Chiefs going 5-1 in the division, 9-7 overall. Oh, but Cal, that means you have them tied with the Chargers. I do. So I extrapolated it out one further, went through the schedules of win and losses that I have. The Chargers will be the winner on the strength of AFC schedule. The bonus game for the Chiefs is what there?
The Chiefs?
Yes.
Pittsburgh and Indy.
Pittsburgh and Indy. Keep in mind, also playing the Patriots, the Jets. It's just, I've heard reports that they have the worst schedule in terms of strength in the league. Now, your first instinct is to go, dude, they're in the AFC West. How is that possible? Your bonus games are freaking Indy and Pittsburgh. That's how. And on the strength that they will lose those two games, while the Chargers have the Jags as one of theirs, their AFC record will be superior. Therefore, their standing towards the playoffs will be better. Chargers win the division. Chris.
Yeah, I got San Diego winning the division because I got Kansas City 9-7. I had the same record as you. I'm 3-3 in the division, though. I thought they would lose some.
Really? You think
they're
wild?
I thought they would lose a couple games. I think they'll lose both of them in San Diego this year.
So I guess they're making it up in Buffalo and Miami.
Yeah, then they'll lose one to Oakland. So,
wow, okay. Yeah, I just don't see the Broncos beating any of these teams except for maybe the Raiders. And that's why I have a split at 1-5 for the two of them. So we both agree on the Chargers for the AFC West. So that'll wrap up this edition with the AFC West schedule and prediction accounted for. We'll catch you when we move up north to the NFC North. That's kind of redundant. Whatever. See you then.